Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 3rd of June. The trade war would seem to be back on the agenda. US President Trump is proposing tariffs of at least 10% on a wide range of countries, with higher tariffs applied to selected other countries. The rationale is not necessarily terribly important, unless it fuels expectations of future legal challenges. The proposed tariffs exemptions for key foodstuffs seem to indicate that someone in the administration is aware of the way high-frequency purchases are shaping inflation perceptions and thus contributing to the affordability crisis. The critical question is what this means for the US consumer. Certainly, there is little evidence that past price increases were rolled back when the last wave of tariffs were declared to be illegal. Once a tariff has been passed through to the consumer, it tends to stick, whatever the fate of the tariff, and becomes a boost to profits if that tariff is reversed. However, if the new tariff applies to the same products as the now illegal tariffs, there may be less need to pass through that tariff to the consumer. In that situation, the consumer paid the illegal tariff. There's then been a brief period of windfall profit gain without any price reductions after tariffs were reversed. And then when the proposed new tariff comes in, it will eat into that windfall profit gain and margins return to where they were. The inflation impact of these tariffs should therefore be less than last year's tariffs, although politically there is of course a risk that any price rise, motivated by whatever factor, will be blamed on tariffs. The European Central Bank report that the value of gold holdings have overtaken the value of dollar holdings in official reserves is something which should be interpreted with some considerable care. This was not because of a massive buying of gold, though there has been buying of gold. This was largely because the price of gold has risen so much in the past year that revaluing gold holdings at current market prices inflates their value in reserves in a corresponding manner. It is also worth remembering that gold is a dollar-denominated asset. So from a foreign exchange perspective, it doesn't matter whether foreign exchange reserves are treasury bonds or shiny bits of metal, the dollar is still dominant as the currency. Nevertheless, the dollar's market share as a reserve currency has been eroded in recent years and may well be eroded further by the Gulf War. Gulf states have to pay to support their economies, to repair war damage, and to rearm. That money may require cashing in some of the sovereign wealth fund reserves, which have a dollar bias, in order to spend the money in Europe and in Asia. US Federal Reserve Chair Warsh has been signalling changes in style at the US Central Bank. Specifically, Warsh seems to have an aversion to forward policy guidance, in the sense that this may lead to the end of the fabled dot plot projections of the Fed, this is to be welcomed. Dumbing down economic outlooks into individual dots on a chart is not terribly helpful as the world becomes more and more complex. It creates illusions of absolute certainty and of precision, and neither of those things are remotely true in economics. On the other hand, not offering more nuanced forward guidance about how the Fed sees the future path of the economy is a lot more troubling. That could increase financial market volatility as the complexity of the economy, about which the Fed has an information advantage, leads to confusion amongst investors. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG,
and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.